Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
I have in studio the Seattle Mariners. Oh, the full roster's in here. No, we've got a couple of players in here. We also have their longtime broadcaster is with us. Dave Sims is here. Brandon Brennan is here. And Shed Long is here. Brendan, a pitcher, and Shed Long, the pride of Birmingham. We were just talking barbecue. What's the best barbecue in Birmingham?
Dreamland Barbecue. I mean, that is if you want to go to a restaurant. I mean, if you want really the best barbecue, then it's my backyard. You know? when my uncle or my pops gets on the grill, I mean, Dreamland.
What are we having if uncle or pops is on the barbecue?
We're going to have... More than likely, it'll be ribs and sausage, burgers. You know, we do chicken. Yeah. Put a chicken on the grill.
But when you do ribs, do you have like a wet sauce on there? Because I went to St. Louis and they gave me the dry rub. I don't not.
We do
that.
A little bit of both. Like my pops, he likes dry rub, so you know he does dry rub too. But my uncle makes his own sauce, so
that's awesome.
Usually we'll use that.
Adriana down there said Full Moon is the best. Adriana, you want to make a case there? She's two doors down.
I mean, if you like Dreamland, I can't fault you, but for me personally, I like Full Moon better.
What about the sides, though? You got to have, it's got to be complete, you know?
Yeah, and Jim and Nick's, too, with the cheese biscuits.
Yeah. Jim and Nick's cheese biscuits, they're amazing, for sure.
We got to get that here. We got to get it all the way here. Dave, I'm getting hungry. Dave Sims, the broadcaster, is with us. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you.
State Broadcaster of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And congratulations to you as well.
Well, we got two of the 50 states covered right here.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
What do you think this year, this season coming up? It starts fast.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are down there February. Officially have to be there the 11th. The pitchers... 11th and 12th, 17th for the players. I'm down there the 19th. A lot of young guys like these cats here, and they're going to get an unbelievable opportunity to prove themselves in the major leagues. I mean, that's basically what it is. I mean, the big salary guys, big experience guys are no longer there, and these guys have a chance to grow together, you know win, fail, win, lose, fail together, and have big success together. And hopefully this will, you know, be the start of something really big.
I think it's fun. I mean, I know last year watching the team early on, it was like this feel that, okay, you're getting to watch some guys grow.
Yeah.
And I kept waiting for it to fade, and it really didn't. I mean, they played very well, and it was fun to see guys develop, and that was a roster that I think that was very relatable for fans.
Yeah, and it's always nice to take, you know, wrapping off something new and then watch it grow from there.
You get excited for spring training?
Absolutely.
Still?
Absolutely.
All these years?
Yeah, hey,
you know?
That's what I do. You know, I can think back, playing dice baseball games when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old, and, you know, and collecting baseball card after baseball card and dreaming about doing this, and then here I am doing it.
Yeah, so, these kids now, they don't collect cards. You know that.
They have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's
Stratomatic, the old baseball, you know, that is a million things.
Brandon is with us as well. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
You? How are you feeling in the spring? What do you do in the off season to get ready?
I work out a lot. I'm pretty focused on my diet, too. Obviously, during the season, you travel around. You're kind of eating whatever's there available at 11 o'clock at night to midnight when you get back to the hotel.
Yeah.
So honing in on the diet for me and working out a lot is like
you guys primary. Have so much more available to you with science, like sleep, diet. This is not stuff that was talked about like 20 years ago.
No, it's definitely not. It's something that I try to definitely bring into my game, and I'm going to try and implement it a little bit better into this season, get on a better sleep pattern, stuff like that, even buy like one of those purple beds, trying to hone in a little bit better sleep, get into that real good REM. So
I like it. Shed, how are you, man?
I'm good. You know, I'm working out a lot, doing a lot of hitting, doing defensive stuff, taking a lot of ground balls, but I mean, I do a lot of hitting.
Yeah.
That's what I love to do.
Yeah.
Just great quote. Yeah. We asked him last year, tell us a little bit about yourself. I can hit.
Yeah. Well, if you can hit, they can find a place for you.
For sure.
You know, any roster in America. So
totally.
When growing up, was baseball your sport?
Yeah, I mean, baseball was like the sport where it was like, when I came out, I always done something special. You know what I mean? But I was pretty good in football as well. I played all three sports, football, baseball, and basketball. But I could have went to college in football.
Where would you have gone? What would have been your pick?
I mean, I don't know.
UAB? No.
No, definitely not.
No.
Ouch!
I mean, War Eagle. So
yeah, she's the same way.
Been Auburn. Yes.
War You're Eagle. From Alabama.
Yes.
Yes.
War Eagle. See? That's terrible.
You mean I'm from Alabama?
You got to be an Alabama fan.
Auburn is in Alabama. And I live closer to Alabama. I mean, to Auburn than to Alabama.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember Oregon playing Auburn, national championship, Cam Newton? What grade were you in when that happened?
I was in the ninth grade.
Okay. Was Michael Dyer down?
No.
Yes, he was.
We won.
Yes, he was.
Look at the,
yes,
check the books. Check the books. We won.
Oh,
he was not down.
Shed Long making friends in the state of Oregon. I want to ask you guys about the Astros, all right? Sign stealing has always been part of baseball. Legitimate sign stealing has been part of baseball. It's a very cerebral game. Bad break for baseball yesterday, and I like what the commissioner did. I like what the Astros did. They sent a message. But what do you make of that as a player? Because, you know, come on, this is going to be a tough one. What do you make of that as a player when you see that news?
I think from at least my standpoint, obviously we're focusing on the fact that the hitters were getting an advantage over the pitchers.
Yeah.
And I'm all about if a dude at second base takes my signs by me messing up or him knowing what sign I'm going with, I'm all about that's part of the game right there.
Yeah.
But using technology to find out the answers and banging on trash cans, it makes the game look bad. It makes it tougher for us. And I mean, there's definitely dudes who in their career have gone up and had to go play in Houston who are young. First time up, debuts, and it's hard to go through if that's your first time there and kind of get your butt kicked, and now you don't know where your career is going to go after
that. It could affect a lot of livelihoods, bonuses, careers, who won the World Series. You know, my dad played professional baseball, and what he told me is he wouldn't have wanted to know. Like, that would have been a distraction for him to know. Shed, if I tell you, do you want to know fastball, breaking ball, or can you have that in your head, like listening for the I wouldn't want to hear that.
No, I'm the guy that, like, even if you have signs, like, I'm like, nah, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on the heater and I'm standing on the heater, adjust or whatever else, you know. I'm not a big guy of wanting to know what's coming.
You ever had a catcher tell you what was coming?
Great question.
I played college baseball. I had a catcher one time tell me fastball.
I have.
And it messed me up. I don't want to hear that.
He told me fastball and I hit a homer.
See, that's why you're playing and I'm on the radio. That's the difference. Was it a friend or was it just he didn't like his pitcher? His pitcher shaking him off?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Shed Long with us, Seattle Mariners. We also have Brandon in studio and Dave Sims, the broadcaster of the Seattle Mariners, longtime broadcaster. Dave, I love talking baseball with baseball players. Like, that's what you get to do for a job.
Yeah.
What did you want to do when you were little?
This is
it.
You know, I love music. I ran out of patience after, I think, first grade trying to learn piano and read music. I played trumpet for 3-4 years, but I've always played ball, football, baseball, basketball all through high school, a couple of years in college. But there was a determination I made probably early, maybe second year in high school.
Yeah.
Somebody said, hey, man, you know, you can cover sports and make a living out of this.
Yeah.
Ding! Bell went off, and I said, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I love it. I've been unbelievably lucky. I've covered major college football, basketball, the NFL, major leagues, NBA, 88 Olympics,
and then
multiple talk shows, anchored the whole thing. So I've been very lucky.
Yeah, and you get to be out in the sunshine, game.
Can't beat it, man.
It's the perfect. I think it's the broadcaster's game, too.
Or for baseball, no question.
Yeah.
Because it lends itself more to storytelling. You have more time. You know, low ball too. But you know, I was talking shit long yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I mean, these guys, they see me every day. You know, I come through the clubhouse. Yo, what's up? You know, what's happening? What's going on?
What happens when you get a player who's mad at you?
He's mad at me.
Difficult.
So what?
Yeah. How do you handle that though?
I had a JJ. There was a guy, a big Canadian kid, and I liked him. I can't remember. Chris something. He was from Edmonton. And we went to break one time, and I said, man, he can't find, with a guide dog, he can't find a plate. And what happened, the audio guy hadn't taken it down yet, and they heard it in the clubhouse. So Richie Sexton, yo, Big Sims, hey, man, you got to be careful about what you say, man.
Yeah.
It happens.
Right.
All right, you got a problem?
Yeah.
But no, I haven't had any, no real issues.
So you got a problem, throw a strike.
How about that?
Yeah.
Swing and a drive, way back and gone. And that's what happened, you know. So we've always had a good group of people, the Mariners, going into year 14. We've not had any outlaw behavior or anything like that. And I like to think even at my age, I think I can still handle myself. But I'm not looking for it. Trust me.
You're not looking for trouble?
No, not at all. Not at all.
We've got Dave Sims in studio, a broadcaster with the Seattle Mariners. Brandon Brennan, pitcher, and Shed Long, who just hit in studio with us. Tell me about your changeup. Everybody's talking about your changeup. You're going to hear that a million times this spring. How's the changeup? Where did you develop it? All that. Why did you need a changeup, first of all? Let's start there.
So when I first developed this, I was actually with the White Sox, and I was a starting pitcher, and I was getting my butt kicked.
Yeah.
Because I was throwing a hard fastball, a hard changeup, and a hard slider. And so the first time through the lineup was never a big deal. But by the second time of the lineup, they could always find enough of the baseball to put it in play for a base hit. So I was getting my butt kicked by the fourth to fifth inning of every single game.
Yeah.
So the pitching coach over there, J.R. Perdue, who I give so much credit to in my career in general coming up, because he is an overlooked person, I think, over there. Personally, but he knows so much about baseball, and he was the guy who worked with me a lot and trying to find a pitch that just was 4 to 5 miles an hour slower than off of what my changeup was before it was about 88, 89. Then we got it down to like that 84 range where it is now, and it was by trying out different grips, working in the bullpen, consistently going over it, and to the point where all of a sudden I found one, and it just clicked. And from that day on, sinker changeup was my thing, mixing a slider every once in a while.
I don't think people realize how good the hitters are at that level, Shed included. I mean, I think, you know, there are guys, people who think, all right, if you can throw hard, you can get people out. Everybody can hit a fastball.
Everybody. I mean, absolutely. The whole deception is a game of pitching. All you want to do is be able to keep them off balance enough to mishit it by a small fraction for it to be an out. All you're trying to do is get that dude to ground out or swing and miss, just something that throws him off so small, but it makes a huge difference.
Shed Long with us as well. Shed, you want to play outfield or infield? Where do you want to be?
Second base.
That's where you're more comfortable?
For sure.
Because a lot of guys that hit, they want to be in the outfield so they can think about their next bat and look around the stadium.
No, I like second. Yeah, I like to be a second. I mean, you're right there in the action.
Yeah.
In the outfield, for me, I just feel so far away. Like, yeah,
Shed at second base, too.
You do, too.
Yeah. You can tell he's a little, because obviously we can see him from the bullpen.
Yeah.
Shed's a little more locked in over at second base than he is in the outfield.
Yeah.
He also, you start to see his eyes roaming around a little bit. All right, I got a little more time between these pitches.
Yeah.
You can tell he's definitely a little more honed in when he's in the infield, play by play, ready to get down on it.
For sure.
All right, we have a lot of parents and a lot of kids who play baseball who listen to the show. And Shed, you go to the plate. Are you sitting pitch location? How do you approach an at bat?
Honestly, the way it is now, there's so much technology, and you know, you get so many numbers and statistics now before just on the pitcher that, you know, it kind of determines, it depends on like who it is, you know. You're going to have a different scouting report for every pitcher. And I mean, also, like, I might be feeling a certain way that day, you know, so I'm going to play to my strengths, but I'm going to play to his weaknesses as well, you know, and I'm going to play to his tendencies. So that definitely determines what's going on in their bat. But as I said earlier, I'm always sitting on the fastball. Yeah. You know, I'm looking fastball every pitch, every at bat, and I'm just going to let my eyes and my hands adjust to the off-speed pitches and just react. Yeah. You know, just look out over the plate. I mean, I was told by a guy that for the rest of your career, about 75% of the pitches that you're going to see will be out over the plate. So, I mean, why not look out over the plate where these pitchers are going to be, you know?
I talked to Tony Gwynn one time, and I said, what count do you like? And I thought he'd like first pitch. He liked a 1-0 count. He hit 4-something on a 1-0 count. Do you have a count you like?
I just like to be in the driver's seat, you know, 3-1, 2-0.
What do you not 1-0. Like? 2-2. 2-2 sucks. He knows that. The pitcher knows that. 2-2, you got one to burn. You're going to probably throw your best pitch there, maybe. It
definitely depends off, like he had said before, the hitter that's up and the tendency.
What if Shed Long is up and you're pitching? Okay, so you're pitching. Brandon is pitching. Shed Long's at the plate. The count's 2-2. What are you both thinking here?
He's thinking I'm throwing a changeup.
For sure.
Because that's his out pitch.
For sure.
I did that one. I think we faced each other 3 times in the minor leagues. Got him twice, but then on that 2-2 count, yeah. I threw him a hanging changeup, and that ball didn't come back.
I love that.
Yep.
Yeah, I like hanging changeups. I love hanging changeups.
It was a mistake pitch by me. It was one of those trying to put it down, and I left it middle.
That's batting practice.
Oh, as soon as you throw it, I was like, oh, boy.
And Chad's just going, don't come out of your shoes. Don't come out of your shoes.
Totally.
Stay within yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have fun playing still. It's a business. Everyone's going to say it. Baseball's a business. You know, somebody's going to tell you to go home one day and it's over, but you having fun out there?
Oh, totally.
100%.
I enjoy every day. I mean, I don't know. If you watch me, I mean, I'm always out laughing, smiling, like having fun. Like I enjoy being out on the field every day. You know, like when I get on the field, that's like my safe place. You know, it's just like all the distractions, all the problems, anything that's going on, like, away from the field, like, it just goes away. Like, it's just, when I get on the field, it's just me and my love, the baseball, you know? Yeah. And, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I'm getting to do this for a living. I'm getting paid for it. So, I mean, what better is there to do, you know?
Did you hear Marshawn Lynch say, take care of your mentals, take care of your chicken.
Yeah.
Do you guys think about that? Like, you got to, hey, this isn't going to last forever. You got to make the money where you can make it and take care of your body.
100%.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're doing whatever we can to go out there and perform on top of that. But, like, I mean, like he was just saying, dude, going out there and having fun, and I think that's going to be one of the biggest things that is going to build this team over the next course of a couple of years is this group, we get along really well.
Yeah.
Everyone has a good time. This locker room vibe. Yes, we're a bunch of young dudes. We're learning a lot right now. Yeah. Give us a little bit of experience time and the way that this team chemistry could potentially come together, and we could take off, in my opinion, because it is a very good group of guys, and everybody gets along really well.
We're talking to Shed Long, Brandon Brennan. We also have Dave Sims, broadcast voice. You're on TV, so broadcaster.
Yeah, I do a few games on radio, but I enjoy it.
All right, before we cut you loose on this, let me ask you, because you know you've watched people come through over the years, and you know what's the difference between the group a team that puts it together and a team that sort of unravels?
Well, you can just tell the way they walk around, man, the way guys carry themselves, and you can see cocky, but confidence is a little bit different. Yeah. Cocky's but confidence. Hey, we got this. We're down 5-0. Yeah, so what?
Yeah,
you know. And when you see guys and a group of guys get to that point, get out of the way.
Yeah. How long does that take? How long can you, like, check back with you and be like, Dave, where are they?
It could be a couple, 3 years. I mean, who knows? I mean, sometimes you catch the old lightning in a bottle and guys, you know, there's no crime for everybody to click at 22 or come together. You don't have to wait till you're 28, 29.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in here.
Very welcome.
Enlightening, entertaining. Knowledgeable, love talking baseball. And for people who want to go see the Mariners and root for Shed Long and Brandon Brennan or watch the Mariners, Dave Sims, you feel like you know him now. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Dyer was down.
He totally scored. So
the record says that he scored. You're right. All right, leave it right here. I got to tell you that, you know, anytime you have three people in studio and you're trying to interview three people at the same time, it's a lot of moving parts. We had Seattle Mariners broadcaster Dave Sims in, Brandon Brennan, big right-handed pitcher, and Shed Long, your second baseman, your Seattle Mariners second baseman of the future, was in studio as well. And it's a lot of moving parts. I hope it made sense to you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I love talking sort of the psychology of the game. I love talking to players who understand the game at a high level. The game starts to slow down for them a little bit. And totally related to Dave Sims, who told the story of being in high school and somebody coming to him and saying, hey, you can broadcast. But my wake up, you're not going to be a professional baseball player moment came much younger than high school for me. My dad played Triple A. He was in Triple A with the New York Mets when they won the World Series in 1969. So he played baseball at a high professional level. He retired at the age of 25, too soon. He should have kept playing. But he had two young kids, and he had been traded to the Montreal Expos. And so he was kind of thinking, this ain't happening for me. What am I doing in Canada? All this stuff. So he walked away. He should have stayed with it. If I get in a time machine, I go back and tell my dad, stick with it. But here's the thing I noticed. My dad was a shortstop. And when I was a little leaguer, he would coach our teams, or he would go out with me and we'd hit ground balls. He'd hit me ground balls and hit fly balls, and you know, we'd work on hitting. We'd do all that stuff that dads do with kids. But what I noticed was when I hit my dad a ground ball, how smooth he was. His hand, like the ball never really even stopped. It would touch his hands, but it really wouldn't. You know what I'm talking about? When you watch a middle infielder who's playing in the big leagues, you see the ball sort of turns into Kleenex somewhere between that last hop and when it gets to the middle infielder. Like, it barely hits their glove. It's almost like, what just happened there? I remember watching that as like a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kid. By the time I got to high school, my dad was out helping out with a high school team and helping the middle infielders. My dad was probably overweight. He was in his 40s. And he was still a better middle infielder than the high school players. And by the way, my dad, I was the fastest kid on my high school team. My dad could beat me in a foot race when I was 18. He was faster. He was smoother. I did not grow up disillusioned about what it took to make the major leagues, because I was like, if that guy didn't make it, I ain't making it. There's just no way. There's no way that's happening for me. So very early, even though I played college baseball, and even though, you know, I was around baseball, I had this idea that at some point it would end for me, and that I needed to have something else that I wanted to do. And I do think, like, if you really want to look at the psychology of myself, I've thought about this a million times. Why did I gravitate towards sports journalism? Why did I gravitate towards being a radio show host and a sports columnist at the Oregonian and a TV broadcaster? I really do think it had to do with the fact that, you know, I was around sports. It was what I enjoyed. It's what I shared with my dad when he would come home for work. We would look at the box scores. We'd talk about the standings. We'd talk about hitting and specific counts and what pitch are you sitting on and, you know, what's the pitcher's best pitch and all that stuff. And I just think that conversation for me has continued over the years to the point where I just had it with, you know, two guys in Brandon Brennan and Shed Long who are hoping to be on the major league roster for the Seattle Mariners come this season. And it's really interesting for me to kind of see the dynamic of that play itself out and then to talk baseball with two guys. And baseball is such an... I really do hope one day we get Major League Baseball here in Portland. Not just because it would give us one more thing. Like, that becomes the lazy, low-hanging fruit thing to do. Gives us one more thing. Oh, it's one more professional sport. Oh, we can't stand the Blazers when they're bad like they are right now. It would give us one more thing that would keep the Blazers honest, right? More competition for the Blazers and the Timbers and the sports market. The bottom line, though, is baseball is such an enjoyable family game. It is enjoyable to watch. It is enjoyable to play. It is enjoyable to be around. And don't give me this, it's too slow. It's too slow. I understand that it's a slower game than the XFL. I understand that it's a slower game than college football or the NFL. But I also think that it's the kind of game that lends itself to families going to the ballpark. It's the kind of game that lends itself to the great summer weather here in the Portland area, in the state of Oregon. It's the kind of game that lends itself to conversations when you go to the game. I can remember my grandfather taking me to a game. I can't remember if the Giants won or the Cubs won, but I can remember sitting with my grandfather and having a hot dog and having a long 3.5 hour conversation about life. That's what baseball does. And I enjoyed having Dave Sims, the Mariners broadcaster.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.